Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, this Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th at Peace Church in Eau Claire, they'll be hosting another Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event, as more than 109,000 meals will be packed to send to children around the world suffering from hunger and starvation. Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit based in the Twin Cities dedicated to seeing every child and person around the world healthy, nourished, and whole in body and spirit. Coming up, we'll talk with the local organizer, Dick Christensen, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Dick Christensen about this event this coming Friday and Saturday, this past Thursday evening, and he began by explaining that he first got introduced to Feed My Starving Children when he was attending Brookfield Lutheran Church in southeastern Wisconsin around 2005.
They decided that they wanted to do a Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. The company started doing this in 1987, so it was relatively new yet. And they did it, loved it, and I enjoyed it. And then we retired, moved back to Eau Claire, and we went to Peace Church, and I said, you know, this is a church that can do the same thing. We're almost exactly the same size, the same spirit. I think we should try it. Other things kept getting in the way. Well, we were doing a capital fund campaign and things like that. And so it was about ultimately 10 years later, our pastor said, I think we should do this. So kind of out of the blue. So we did it. And that was 2017. We packed 101,088 meals. And then we did it again in 2018, increased the number of meals. We did it again in 2019, increased the number of meals. Then COVID came along. So 2020 and 2021, we were unable to do it. Yeah, we decided that we wanted to do it again in 2022, and we did it. And we packed 101,088 meals again. And that was the plan for this year, but we got a little financial donation toward the end and added another 8,000 meals, which meant that we'd get another 50 volunteers. So we ended up with 550 volunteers. And it's going to be 100 and almost 109,000 meals.
And as of Thursday night, when Dick and I recorded this conversation, he said that they could still use another 20 to 25 more volunteers.
We could pack without those 20, but if there are people interested in coming, check online, go to fmsc.org, or you can go to mypeacechurch.com, and it'll take you eventually to the site, and you can check and see how many slots are still available. They open and close depending on some people reserve a few too many, and then they turn them back in, or somebody decides they're not going to be able to make it, and so we're never quite sure how many we're going to have. But right now, we've got 20 or 25 openings.
Well, the meal packing goes all day Friday, October 13th, and will continue into Saturday, the 14th. Dick Christensen says some necessary setup work needs to take place before that.
Okay. Well, Thursday night, we get a load of plywood to lay on the floor. A local builder. Can I name him?
Sure.
Builder's First Choice. We have a member who works there, and they donate a load of plywood, which we can turn back. We don't damage it, but we lay it on the floor to cover the carpeting, and we bring in on Friday morning. We'll unload 11 tons worth of food.
Wow.
We can't do that without a forklift, and we also got a donation of the use of a forklift from a member at Ecclesia Church, and so we'll unload 11 tons of the largest amount of it is rice, and then soy and vitamins and veggies, dried vegetables. And what happens then is we go into an assembly line kind of process, and all of those four ingredients are packed into bags, sealed, boxed, palleted, put back on the truck, shipped to the Twin Cities, and then somewhere in the world to feed starving kids. It's a marvelous organization, and I will say that we always say that the kids are blessed by getting the food, but we're blessed to be able to do it. You feel so good when we've done it. You think, wow, we did something good here. It's God-pleasing. So We love it. It's kind of gotten into our church's DNA now.
After having done this for 3 years, from 2017 to 2019, and then having a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic, I asked Dick how he and his team felt about picking things up again last year.
Well, it was kind of touch and go. You know, coming out of COVID, nobody was sure if we were really out of it yet. And you know, should we wear masks? And all of that, all of those kinds of things last year. Yep. But we said, no, we're just going to go ahead and do it. And this is not free. It is to the volunteers. Our church donated out of the budget $13,000. Mm. We raised our Feed My Starving Children team through a variety of ways, raised 17. So it's a 30. Well, when you add the addition that we got this year, we're at about $32,000 or $33,000 to pay for the food. Mm-hmm. And some people will donate at the event, and we'll do fundraisings and things within the church. But ultimately, it's not about that. It's about getting the food to the kids, and it's just something that we love to do.
Dick Christensen says the 109,000-plus meals that they'll pack next weekend could be sent to one of 65 different countries that Feed My Starving Children serves.
This is an organization out of the Twin Cities. They were founded in 1987, and they worked with General Mills to come up with a formula for the food that would be nutritious, that would literally be tailored or created for kids who are literally starving. If you go to fmsc.org, you get to see videos, and they're heartbreaking, but they're also wonderful to see. The kids, you see them when they're really, really, really hungry. And I know that we have really hungry kids in the U.S. too, but worldwide there are millions and millions of kids that are literally starving. And this is where the food goes. But you see these videos of the kids who didn't have anything to eat and started getting the Feed My Starving Children meals, and within 2 or 3 months they're improving immensely, and they show pictures of them a year later and everything, and they're just normal kids again. It's an awesome, awesome thing.
Dick Christensen says,
Feed My Starving Children says, you know, there's enough food in the world. There is. It's just not in all the places where it needs to be. And this is just a way of getting these kids food. I heard we were at a conference in the Twin Cities for Feed My Starving Children in August, and they told the story about most of this food goes to orphanages and schools, mission-oriented organizations where they contact the kids and have access to them. And one of the really bad, horrible spots is Haiti. And there are stories coming out of there now where parents, when the meals get to the school, parents surround the school just to watch the kids eat because they have no food for them. And so they want to see their kids enjoying the meal. And honestly, it's not bad food. Mm-hmm. We get to try it after we pack the meals, get a little sample. It's a lot like rice-a-roni. Comes in a bag with the rice and the soy and everything, and you just dump it in boiling water. And it has the texture, the look, and almost the taste of rice-a-roni. Feed My Starving Children headquarters is in the Twin Cities, but they have distribution centers down now in Texas, Chicago, and I think in Florida. This movement is spreading worldwide. I looked at a map that shows where all of the events are now, and when we first started doing this back in 2007-06, it was mostly Midwest. Now it's nationwide. It really is. It's growing. But I forgot where I was going with that.
Haiti.
Oh, yeah, Haiti. Haiti, the bulk of the food that we've packed has gone to Haiti because the need is so great. I don't know if you've been following the news.
That's
on
terrible.
It. I assume you have, but it's warlords. It's anarchy. Mm-hmm. And yet the food gets in there. They seem to let the food in. Mm-hmm. Not always the case. Myanmar, we talked with a man who had been in Myanmar, and there it's similar situation, but there, the rebels, it's a civil war going on, and for whatever purposes, they don't want the people to get the food. Mm-hmm. And They murdered a father of eight who was helping get the food to the tribes in the backcountry, and they just killed him. His wife took over to do it for him. The food is that important, that critical to them.
Finally, Dick Christensen says heading up this massive volunteer meal packing next Friday and Saturday at Peace Church in Eau Claire is a personal thing for him.
I'm a grandpa, got a couple kids, a couple of them are still kind of little, and I would not want to see them in the shape and situation that so many of these kids are. And as I said, it's gotten into the DNA of our church. I mean, in June, we were debating whether we were going to have enough money to do it this year. And we needed about $8,000 or $9,000. Put a note in the bulletin, and by the end of the month, we had $9,000. So we could do it. When that was announced in church, the congregation applauded. And, you know, that was fulfilling to me, knowing that we cared that much for these kids. And it isn't just about the weekend and the fun. It is that. But as I said, when we finish, we feel like we've really done something that's God-pleasing. Mm-hmm. He wants us to do this. Can I tell you another little story? Mm-hmm. We can't do this job without a forklift. You got 11 tons of food mm-hmm. up on a truck. We don't have a loading dock, so you got to have a forklift. The first 3 years, we had one donated to us through a member in our congregation. After COVID, that was no longer available to us. So we needed to come up with a forklift. So we put announcements in our bulletin. Do you know anybody that's got a forklift? You know, we need a forklift. Nothing from our congregation. Well, this last year, we actually reached out to other congregations in the city. We sent out letters to about 20 congregations, and we said, come and join us, pack, because we were going to need a lot of help. And this year, we've seen even greater numbers coming from other congregations. And I thought, you know, we're getting 2 weeks away from this thing or 3 weeks away from it. We still don't have a forklift. I don't like to rent one because that just takes food out of the mouths of kids. Mm. Even last year, we had to rent for pickup and delivery. It was $400. Well, that'll feed four kids for a year. Mm. And I don't like to do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I said, well, I'm going to send out a letter to the churches again, inviting them. And I put a P.S. on it. And I said, do you know anyone in your congregation that's got a forklift they'd let us use? Mm-hmm. 2 days later, I got a letter or an email. Yeah, we got a forklift you can use. Hmm. And, you know, and I laughed and I thought, now there's answer to prayer.
Yeah.
And I said, well, isn't it amazing? Our God knows where the forklifts are.
Yeah, right.
I mean, to that level of detail. But if he wants it done, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. If it means he'll scare up a forklift, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. We needed money. The money came in.
Right.
It just happens. It's amazing. He's a good God.
Dick Christensen on the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event coming up this Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th at Peace Church in Eau Claire. It'll be set up time coming up Friday morning, 9:30 to 11:30. Packing sessions number one, 12:30 to 2:30. The second one, 3 to 5. And the third one, 6 to 8 on Friday night. Again, as of Thursday, they could still have used another 20 to 25 folks to find out what do you got to lose. Go ahead and check the Feed My Starving Children site at fmsc.org, fmsc.org. You'll see the Peace Church Eau Claire event, or mypeacechurch.com, mypeacechurch.com. And if you've got the time, it'd be a great event for you and your family to be involved with. Still some volunteer openings. They were initially soliciting some 500 to 550 volunteers, so a massive undertaking. Thanks again to Dick Christensen for talking with us on this edition of the program. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.